with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Welcome along, it is Cooper and Una. This is Breakfast Rolled. Straight in, after the show, with all the bits that happened on the show. And we kicked it all off, Una. We're trying to get you to do 100 kilometres a month.
Yeah, but you'd pay me.
Oh, no.
You'd be paying me to do it.
No,
I'm not going to do it.
They're paying staff in China to do it. I'm not saying we'll pay you to do it, but you agreed to do it, which is fantastic. Well done. I'm delighted for you. You're absolutely amazing.
Oh, yeah. Not going to happen.
Hey, come on now. We got loads of messages in from people saying that they will join you.
They'll join. Yeah, but we're not getting paid, lads. We'd be doing it for the good of our health. Now, I know that's actually a reason. Yeah, no, I get that as well. Like, yeah. But I'm a busy mum of twins. I don't have time to be walking 100 kilometres in a month.
We worked it out at 3.3 kilometres a day.
I don't have time to talk.
You do have time. You'd be grand. All right, here we go. This is Una agreeing to do 100 kilometres a day.
It's Cooper here, and there's my friend Una, which I have a funny feeling. Well, I suppose this could go one way or the other way. There's a company in China who are offering an incentive to get their employees fit and healthy, Una, and that is to do 100 kilometres a month, and they will match their month wages and double it.
What?
Yeah, so if you think about what you get a month, what is about 45,000 euro a month? Imagine if they doubled that.
Imagine.
You know, and that's after tax. So
100 kilometres, you have to run 100, can you walk it?
Just do 100 kilometres.
Just do 100, so how many in a month? Let's say there's 30 days in a month and you have to do 100 kilometres. So how many kilometres a day is that? Is it two? No, that'd be 60. So maybe it's 3. Maybe it's 3 kilometres a day. Sure, that's nothing.
3 kilometres? Do you reckon 3 kilometres?
Yeah, sure. I walk around the house through, like, chasing the twins. Oh yeah, I could do that. No bother. Sign me up.
So divided by 30. Yeah, it is 3.5 kilometres.
Three and a half kilometres a day.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so easy.
So you reckon you could do this?
Of course I could do it.
What if we actually strap a tracker on you so we can see, are you doing, like, how many steps have you done today so far?
How do I know? What, do I count my steps? I don't have time to be counting my steps.
We've done this before, Una. We absolutely put an app on your phone so you
can count
your
steps. I don't know where. I think I deleted it. What kind of app? What's it called? I don't have the time to be checking me steps.
How to live and stay healthy, I think is the name of the app.
Yeah.
I genuinely don't think that you're the person for this at all.
Oh my god.
You park as close as you can to the door and then you take the lift, which is only two flights of stairs.
Time management.
It's quicker to take the stairs.
I have a bad back, and so...
So it's actually better to be exercising.
No. Oh, to be exercising, to be walking, yes, yeah. But not on an incline.
Yeah, no,
you know, going up an incline isn't good.
It is.
Not for me back.
Yeah.
You're not my doctor. I'm not taking doctors. Listen, fine, okay? I will do that. Bring it on. 3.5 kilometres a day for double the wages.
Oh, no, you won't be getting it, though.
What, double the wages?
No.
Well, then I'm not.
No.
Why could I?
No, I think you just do it for the show.
What do you mean do it for the show?
Just see, can you actually do it? And then, like, have in your head that in your mindset...
You're saying I'm unhealthy. You're saying I'm unhealthy. That's what you're saying. You're saying I should get up off my...
Do you park as
ample-sized bottom and start walking. That's what you're doing. Oh my god,
you just put words into people's brains. Yeah. Thinking, and everyone thinks that
I know what you're trying to say to me. I can read between the lines.
Breakfast rolls.
New pair of trainers, think of it now. New leggings, new trainers, you'd be out there pounding the pavement, you'd be living life.
Yeah, I know I'd feel great afterwards, but like I'd be all crampy, and it's just the time consuming, do you know what I mean?
You'd be all cranky.
Who'd mind my twins?
Bring them with you, they love it.
They can't, they know they'd be tired and cranky, not at all. It's not feasible for me to do so. Show me the green and then maybe I'll consider it.
Think about this, all right? This might be the sweetener for you. They do the, just say 2.5-3K a day, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They're tired, they're going to bed. Mama's got her own time in the evening time.
Not going to happen.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The laziness continues. Here's our survey says from this morning.
Donald, our survey says this morning, we're looking for everybody to have a go at guessing the answer to this at 087-110-2107.
27% of people say this is the biggest red flag in a friendship. What is it?
Ooh, in a friendship.
Not in a relationship, in a friendship. What do your friends do that's like, ugh, what you doing?
Do you ever have one of those friends, like, but they're more kind of like frenemies back in the day, back in school or college or whatever.
Go on.
And you look, you know, you look absolute rubbish, right? You know it. And you might have been up all night or just you mightn't have washed your hair or whatever. And they turn around, they're like, oh my God, you look so gorgeous. I love that on you. And you're like, okay, right, I know. This is
you're
not.
On to me, what?
Yeah, yeah.
I've stopped trying to pay you compliments.
When do you pay me compliments?
All the time. I said to you yesterday, did you get a new dress? You went, no. I'm like, all right.
Well, that's funny because I wasn't wearing a dress yesterday. I was wearing a pair of trousers.
The brown one.
Oh, the brown one. Yeah. Yeah, that is a nice dress. Yeah, but I've worn that several times. So you obviously haven't noticed
no,
it.
No, I have.
Okay.
I had to research it to make sure that it was the, you know, the right colour for the season and stuff.
Oh, God.
All right, is that the answer?
That's not the answer.
Paying fake compliments.
Mine is kind of similar, but your friend only tags you in a picture when they look good.
Oh, your friend only tags you in a picture when they look good.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're not loud. You have to give permission. You can't do that.
Hey, if you stood there and took a picture, it's postable.
No, yeah. That's really mean. Like, there's code, man. There is code for that. It's called Kodak code, man.
It's called code what? Kodak code.
Yeah.
No, it's not that, Cooper.
All right, okay. 087-110-2107. The question is?
The question is, 27% of people said this is the biggest red flag in a friendship. Friendship red flags. What is it?
Okay, 087-110-2107. Donald, what are we asking on 087-110-2107?
27% of people say this is the biggest red flag in a friendship. Where are your friends at? Red flags.
Okay, so what are the red flags in friendships? Let's get some WhatsApps. 087-110-2107.
Hi, guys. Is it talking to a friend's ex?
Ooh, okay, go on. More, please.
So you've got to hate them the minute someone's puts up with them. It's like, oh, we can't be friends anymore. Yeah, no, it's not the answer, no.
So, hang on a sec. So if you break up with somebody, does that mean all your friends have to break up with the person?
Yeah.
According to people I know, yeah, that's what you're right.
And do you divvy out the friendships then? Because I became really good friends with a friend, one of my best friends I met through one of my other friends. Now, I'm still friends with them both, but I'm more friends with her ex, which is now like one of my best friends.
Oh.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of my friends from college were firstly friends of my ex, but I still stayed friends with them, and to this day.
Right, okay. Yeah. So
maybe it's not off the table.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is that the answer?
No.
Okay, 087-110-2107. Go again.
27% of people say this is the biggest red flag in a friendship. What is it?
Are you all right, Una?
Someone says.
Una just saw something come in there on the messages.
Is it eating eggs in the office? I don't do it in the office. I do it in the studio.
Which is worse? It's a airtight, soundproof environment. Airtight. And today in particular, they're pretty bad.
You should be supportive of my nutritional choices because eggs are a superfood. You should be happy that I'm fueling my body and my mind. Love you.
Do it at home.
That is a massive red flag, what you're doing right now. It's like blowing kisses at me while wafting the smell of rotten eggs in front of my face. This is a tough one this morning, Donald.
Do you think?
Yeah.
27% of people say this is the biggest red flag in a friendship. What is it?
Okay, guesses on 087-110-2107.
Morning, iRadio. Donna and Cavan this morning.
Hello, Donna and Cavan this morning.
Would it be that 27% of people say the red flags in a friend would be when they started out of the blue, maybe following your style of clothes or your music, and it's just completely out of the blue. You feel that they haven't got their own, like, independence or whatever, and they just want to try to become like you. A bit scary. Okay, bye.
Hi, Sana. Is that not kind of like you're an influence over them? Because, like, you know, when you're growing up and you meet new friends and stuff, you're trying to say, hey, have you listened to this album? And then you suddenly start wearing a t-shirt with the album cover on the front of it. Is that a good influence?
But it's kind of annoying as well. If people start, copying, oh, where'd you get that coat? And then you don't tell them. And then they check.
Then everybody asks you, where did you get that coat?
Hey, excuse me. and then they go and they check the tag, because you won't tell them where you got it, they check the tag, and then they go and get it, and they're like, oh yeah, I got 50% off on that.
Oh. That happens.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think you're the only one I know with that coat, though.
No, what do you mean with that coat?
The coat that you wear.
I have. Don't start now at how all my coats look the same.
The style of coat.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah.
You're the only one I know that wears that style.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
There's plenty. There's other. There's thousands of women with this style.
Oh, so you're common as muck.
Brilliant. I'm not common as muck.
See, I try and say to you that you're the only one I know, and you say no, and I say you're common as muck, and look how defensive you get.
Okay, but stop talking about me. Emer Leash says, is it when they're always gossiping about other people?
Because
you know, because like, you know that if they're doing it about your other friends, and when you get up, they're going to do it about you as well. They're so not trustworthy.
Not a fan of gossipers.
Not a fan, no. Like people fakers.
I'm just like, yeah, cool, whatever. Next.
Yeah.
It's not the answer.
Hi, iRadio. Tommy here in Roscommon.
How are you, Tommy?
It doesn't matter what the question is today. The answer is Troy Parrott. Come on, Ireland. Come on.
Is it Troy Parrott?
It's not, no, but for today, yeah, whatever.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Well done, Tommy.
What
is the actual answer, please?
27% of people say it's only texting when they need something. They don't message you in general. They're like, oh, I need this. Can you help me out with this? It's like, you're one of them friends.
Yeah.
Hate that.
I think we're all guilty of that. What?
Are you on my this is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Rhyme it. The time is ticking. Somebody's got to get these tickets for the weekend. And the highest score to beat is 5 this week, Una. Do you reckon it's going to be back tomorrow?
I don't know. It's been fairly low scoring all week. Seen as 5 as... but yeah, sure, look, it's a great prize.
It is a great prize.
It's a great prize. The purple snacks.
Purple snacks.
And the weekend tickets are cool too.
Obviously, yeah. Here's Jamie Lee from Forban having a go.
Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Playing rhyme it is pretty simple and straightforward, isn't it?
Yeah.
You just got to get as many points as you possibly can to win the contents of Una's drawers. What's in Una's drawers this week? Well, it's always a surprise.
Always a surprise.
There's usually always purple snacks in there. But,
that's a promise.
There is a rumour going around that there's tickets to go and see The Weeknd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, apparently there's a pair of tickets there for the After Hours Till Dawn tour in Croke Park on August 23rd.
Tickets.
If you'd like to play rhyme, it's 087-110-2107. I played this morning. Jamie Lee, good morning.
Hi, Jamie Lee.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. So you're on your way to work. You're a special needs assistant and you've got a clatter of children that you spend most of your time literally shipping them around to football matches and stuff every weekend. You must be absolutely exhausted, are you?
Just a little bit, yeah. I had to upgrade the car this year because the mileage on the last one was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So we're never out of it. It's my second home now these days.
Are you in a 7-seater?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to have a 7-seater.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Just in case you need to bring your
minibus. And in case you might have more, Jamie Lee. Do you know what I mean? You have 4 already, but who knows?
Oh, no, it's done now. Oh, forget about it.
Shut up, shop. Never say never.
You could win children on the show this morning. Una's giving them away. They're in her drawers. And come here with the. There's a bit of a game on this evening. Are you going to find somewhere to watch the match with the whole family?
Well, my eldest lad is 18, so he's seen an event in the palace in Tullamore.
Yeah.
He's like, Mom, I might go in there to watch it. So I'm waiting to see now if he will or not.
Not a bad idea. All right, okay.
In Troy we trust, Jamie Lee. In Troy we trust. That's the motto now.
Sorry, that's just a joke there. Come here. Bit of a heads up for you as well. We have, a song from Una that she's written 2 songs that she's going to wedge into the show between now and 10 o'clock.
I have a plethora of songs, but they stopped me at 2. They stopped me at 2.
There was like an entire board meeting about this.
Yeah.
We were like, no more singing on the radio.
Very good.
You can do too.
They're trying to stifle
me. We love the singing. We like to hear it.
Thanks, Jamie Lee. I keep on telling them. People want Jamie Lee. They said, no, you can't sing.
People want the contents of your drawers.
Right,
that's what we're
going to
do now. Okay, we're going to give you words. You got to rhyme every answer with that word. The word you have to rhyme with this morning, Jamie Lee, is?
Block. B-L-O-C-K. Block.
Block. Okay.
Your 30 seconds start now.
If someone is taking the mick out of you, they're trying to what you?
Ooh,
on a path.
Oh, I don't know a path.
If someone doesn't have a doorbell, you'd what on the door?
Knock.
You can make gravy by adding a what pot to boiling water?
Knock.
A bowl-shaped frying pan, usually typically in Chinese cooking.
A wok.
If someone sneaks up on you, it might give you a what?
Shock.
I like to post videos up on Tik.
Talk.
Time is up. You did not get it in time.
Oh, I disagree with that.
No. Well, you can go back to the adjudicator.
Adjudicator.
After the klaxon.
It was after the klaxon.
Yeah, it was after the klaxon.
I didn't hear the klaxon my side. It doesn't count.
Well.
Hey, go on, Jamie Lee. Yeah. Fight and talk, girl.
Okay. You know, if Una wants, she can just keep buying stuff and putting it in her drawer and give it to everybody who comes on. So
he's getting cranky now.
It's coming out of her wages. So, oh, yeah. I'm sure, as we know, she earns €45,000 a month after tax. It's not mint.
Yeah.
Absolutely mint to that one.
Oh, minted. Yeah.
Una doesn't drive a 7-seater, though. Do you know what I mean?
No.
She's driven around in a limousine. You got four, which is a pretty decent score, but it's not the highest score of the week, unfortunately.
No problem.
It was lovely chatting to you, Jamie Lee. Enjoy the match tonight.
You too.
All okay, right.
Thank you, guys.
Cheers,
bye. Have a good day.
You too, bye-bye. If you want to play and get a chance to win on a rhyme at the, tomorrow or any day next week or anything after that, a day that suits yourself, 087-1102-107, and we will play with you. It's so much fun.
So much fun.
The highest score you have to beat this week is 5. So very best of luck.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
When people say to me, when is Una at her most happiest? It's when she's singing.
It's when I'm singing, yeah. Do you know, like, if you say a sentence to me, I can kind of go and just sing a song out of it straight away.
Okay.
That's I do it with the twins all the time, and it really annoys them.
I'm going to give you a sentence now.
Okay.
Swiss extension cord.
Ah, come on.
Well, you said any sentence.
No, that's not a sentence. That's just words. Oh, so that's not, no. Come on, be fair.
I'm going to a surprise birthday party this weekend.
I'm going to a surprise birthday party this weekend. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. It's gonna be amazing. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Come on, do another one. Do another one.
I work with Una O'Carroll. She likes to sing on a daily basis, and she says she can sing about anything.
Sing for Ireland, sing for Ireland, sing for Ireland, and I'll sing. I will.
I'm going to sign you up to some sort of improv course. We'll get it done. All right. Anyway, speaking of you singing, you did come up with two really good songs for the Republic of Ireland team.
And there's more where that came from, by the way.
I know. We had to put a stop to it.
Oh my God, the buzz that is in the atmosphere right here. There is an emerald mist making its way to the O Fortuna Stadium with the rest of the Republic of Ireland team because we are rooting, because we want to be tooting in the finals for the World Cup, and we have to do this. We have to beat Czechia tonight.
Listen, we're hungry for it. We're starving for it.
I know they're listening, the team, okay? You can do it, lads. You can do it. We're rooting for you.
They are going to do it.
No, there's no point in me whispering. We need a little bit more gusto.
Yeah.
And this is where you... you punched me there. Yeah. This is where you've basically... you love a song.
Oh, God, I love a song.
And I think you need the help from our amazing listeners and amazing supporters for the Republic of Ireland heading into this game tonight. And we need their help to shout and support this team, especially the person that you've fallen in love with, Troy Parrott.
Troy Parrott, yeah. So listen, nothing is ever going to replace... Put him under pressure.
Oh, which I'm
except for this.
Which I am going to play in a couple of moments.
Yeah.
I know. Brace yourselves.
For the goosebumps. Yeah, so I think the team need an anthem.
Mm.
Something catchy, something empowering, something that's going to make you go, yes, I love Ireland. And I think I've managed it. I don't know why you're laughing.
No, I just wish this was TV so people can see your body language and your passion.
But you know, yeah, I am a passionate. I'm an artiste.
It's all the fist pumping. I love it.
Yeah. So, I want people to get involved with this as well.
So you need people to sing along with the chorus,
and everyone is going to know the song, right? Yeah. And the chorus are it's very catchy, and it's going to be easy to remember and very easy to sing along with.
So, for anybody who sends in a voice note, we're going to do a draw later on, and we're going to pull out somebody's name, and you can win tickets for the weekend.
Yeah, baby.
So that's kind of a nice incentive, isn't it?
And you're being patriotic as well.
More importantly.
Win-win.
So be patriotic, support the team and go and see a Canadian singing in Dublin.
The
weekend.
Oh, yes.
All right, so this is the song that Una has made, which you need to sing along with.
Come on, Ireland. Come on, Ireland. Come on, Ireland. We can get the win.
So we need come on, Ireland. Come on, Ireland. Come on, Ireland. We can get the win. So one more time here.
Come on, Ireland. Come on, Ireland. Do it for
Helgrim City. Okay, so we need your voices on this. Send your voice notes as loud and as proud as you possibly can.
Yeah.
087-110-2107.
Come on, Ireland. Come on, Ireland. Come on, Ireland. We can get the win.
Meow, meow, meow. That's the type of celebration we need that's going on, especially with the big match tonight. Ireland faces Czechia in Prague tonight. It's going to be absolutely unbelievable. It would be the place that we would all love to be right now, and especially to have Una there as a tour guide, because Una once spent a lot of time in Prague.
I lived in Prague, yeah. I did my Erasmus in Prague. They should have hired me coaches over.
Yeah, probably not a good idea. You can't walk out of your house and find your way to the shop, so I don't know how you'd find your way out of Prague.
I have a bad sense of direction. This is true.
It's very true.
But I wish I was over there, because I am feeling patriotic.
You really are.
I'm feeling inspired.
You are. You've decorated the studios.
I have decorated the studios with signs that I have made, and the signs say, "Let's give it a Troy. In Troy we trust. If at first you don't succeed, Troy, Troy, Troy again." You're on Troy Radio.
You stole that from me.
I stole that from you.
Unbelievable.
This isn't about you. This is all about Troy. It's about the boys in green.
Yeah.
It's crunch time, lads. Listen, we're about to be tested. We could be going to the World Cup, right? A nation holds its breath.
I'm on the finals.
Yeah.
You've been very, very busy for about 5 minutes recording things. Then I've been busy for 2 days producing these.
Excuse me. It's just the, you know.
Una has done songs for Troy and the Republic of Ireland. We've been asking you to sing along with them as well.
Yes.
So before we play you that, we do have the finished product. Are you ready for it?
Okay, here we go.
Come
I'm gonna
on,
get
Ireland.
Emotional.
Troy Pirate Club. We're gonna keep on winning at the Troy Pirate Club. We're gonna keep on singing. He's super good.
Super good.
We're gonna keep on singing. Troy Pirate Club. Troy Pirate Club.
That's Troy Pirate. That is unbelievable. He scored a hat trick. And right at the death, Ireland have done it. I've never seen anything like it. Absolutely remarkable. Right at the end. Hungary had been caught. They were hanging on. It seemed like for the whole night. Certainly when it went 2-2. This is just stunning. 3-2. The time is up. The referee has to finish the game. I've no voice left.
Probably 6,000 or 7,000 of us out here, and I don't think I've met anybody with tickets right now.
Fairness, ticket or no ticket, we're going to have some crack.
The second that they pulled out, Czech Republic, we were like, fly on Ryanair. Kicked us off a couple times. Yeah. Finally got our flight. Came on Monday directly into Prague.
Troy in my heart, give it a lash like. Kick it, Troy, into goal, I say.
I say.
Give me Troy in my heart, give it a lash like.
You.
We're all part of Heymir's army.
You.
Come on, sing it.
Come on, Ireland. Come on, Ireland. Come on, Ireland. We can get the win.
You.
Come on, Ireland. Come on, Ireland. Let's do it for Haverson. Give me Troy in my heart. Bring it home, boy. Kick it, Troy, into goal, I say.
I say.
Give me Troy in my heart. Bring it home, kid.
You.
Take us right to the final, I say.
You.
Oh, wow. That was absolutely amazing.
Oh, my God. The goosebumps. Thank you.
Come on, Ireland.
Come on, Ireland.
You can do it.
You can do it.
We, by the way, we do have the outtakes of that on the way. You don't want to miss it. Una is in the midst of kissing the Irish flag, as you do, which is fantastic. Una has done... oh, my God, she's put lipstick all... There's lipstick and fake tan all over it now.
Yeah, there is.
You've desecrated the Irish flag. How dare you?
I haven't desecrated it.
We're very excited. Una has done songs, Troy Parrot Club, Gimme Troy, and all of that. But there was the outtakes, which you need to hear, of how
it all went down.
What? Are you okay?
I just got very lightheaded there.
I thought you shit your pants or something.
That's going to itch when it dries.
Troy Parrot Club.
Oh, God.
I better do that again.
Why would you put us through that again?
La 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 la.
Okay, how much you go la la, you're still going to be out of tune.
Troy Parrot Club. Go back again.
Enjoy a career that's built around you with a heavy vehicle mechanic apprenticeship with Butler.
You should do that, innit?
What?
Be a heavy vehicle mechanic.
A heavy vehicle? Are you calling me fat? Oh, you just called me heavy. Are we gonna? If I go on a GLP-1, it's because of you.
The heavy bit is the vehicle, you dope. It's a bus.
You. Oh, you'll have to go back to the start because I missed the cue because you were calling me fat. Take it right to the final, I pray. You. Shall we do it again?
No.
No, I have to do it again.
I think that was perfect.
No. You're such a...
You know what it was like? It was like it was an operating theatre and somebody was dead. Flatlined.
Take us right to the final, I pray.
What happened at the end there?
What's your boo?
You went into tune.
Oh, Jesus. Do you want me to do it again?
You need more than Jesus.
Well done.
The next version of it is with our listeners. I'm going to pick out a winner as well to get those tickets to go and see The Weeknd live in Dublin, all right?
Brilliant.
Can't wait for... By the way, all the listeners singing together and you together, it's
fabulous.
It's a
work of art.
It's a cluster. Thursday, as we count down to kick off, till that whistle is blown, the atmosphere in this country at the moment is absolutely electric. We've sent off some of our Green Army off to support the boys in green.
Yeah.
And you've been doing your songs and everybody's been joining in and loving your songs, in it, including people who are also tone deaf alongside with you.
Listen, it doesn't matter, okay, that we're all tone deaf. It's the fact that we're coming together and this is bringing us together. It's like sending each other a virtual hug. It's a great thing for the country. And everyone has been crying this morning, by the way, at my songs. Well, maybe because they're that bad. Yeah. Or maybe it's...
Probably.
Because, it's because the emotion that it invokes, Cooper.
You know, I know. And I'm going to get really emotional now because we're going to hear everybody singing and we've got to pick out somebody who's winning tickets to the Hour After Hours Till Dawn tour for the weekend in Croker on August 23rd. Are you ready to hear them?
You go.
Come on, Ireland. Come on, Ireland. Come on, Ireland. We ain't getting down with it.
Go on.
Come on, Ireland. Come on, Ireland. Come on, Ireland. Get the win. Get the win.
Woo.
Somebody actually went and got the guitar out for us.
Amazing.
Natasha and Dundalk, you got
Natasha,
the tickets for the weekend.
Well done.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for hanging out. And one more time. Come on, Ireland.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go. Go, go,
go. And here's the thing, the beauty of a podcast, you can listen to that anytime you like, over and over and over again, Una. You send it to your friends.
Do you know what?
Listen to me singing.
Do you know what?
Singing with me.
I sent the original version to my friends and none of them replied.
What does that say about your friends?
That they're meanies.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're listening now, girls, I said it. Meanies.
Send this to them.
No.
Yeah, I'll send it to them. Fine. Let's bitch about doing a group chat with them.
Oh, that's so mean.
Oh, really? Well, why don't you get it off your chest? Who's looking to get what off their chest this morning, Una?
It's actually from Sean and Vicky.
Shout out to Sean and Vicky.
Sean and Vicky.
Representing.
Representing. Okay. Hi, gang. We're having serious issues at the minute and it's poking us massively. We have moved into a new apartment. It's the first time we've lived together and we're loving it. The only issue is... Every evening, like clockwork, the couple in the apartment above us have one hobby. And I'm sure you can get what that hobby is. Making mega loud thumping noises come 8 p.m. It's always at 8 p.m. and it intermittently lasts for about two-ish hours. Wow.
I would say 2 minutes. Wow. I'm like, hey. Go on.
It's like it's time for DIY when they're finished their dinner. We're trying to get to sleep and they're directly above our bedroom. We've not had much to do with them since moving in, but we don't want to complain and make enemies. On the other hand, I hope they hear this. Any ideas on how to handle this the right way, Sean and Vicky?
Okay, so Sean and Vicky, well, you moved there.
I would fight fire with fire, guys. So every evening,
the loudest?
Yeah, come 8 o'clock, I would be on a mission and just, yeah.
Yeah, but if they hear that it sounds like you're joining in, they might come down.
Hey guys.
No, we're not going to do that.
Sounds like you're going to try and join in.
You know what I mean?
And then you could be like, no, thank you, no. It's very kind of you to offer.
Then can you keep the noise down?
Jog on, buddy.
Just slip a note under the door saying, gang, come on now.
On the other hand, are you guys being a bit selfish, Sean and Vicky? Just like playing devil's advocate? Because, I mean, these guys sound like a really healthy, happy couple, and they have their routine. And, I mean, it's a long routine, so they're enjoying themselves. And now Sean and Vicky are coming along being kind of killjoys, saying, you know, stop having fun.
Some people like to golf. Some people like to fish. Some people like to jog. Some people like to swim. Some people like to go to the gym. Some people like to
horizontal jogging
for 2 hours every night at 8 o'clock.
Well, man, let live and let live. Do you know what I mean? Do what you need to do to be happy. Let the couple living above Sean and Vicky's gaff do what they need to do to be happy.
I'm not judging them. It's Sean and Vicky.
Sean and Vicky
need to sort their stuff out. I think, to be honest with you.
Maybe get some earplugs. I'm rooting for the couple upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Has anybody else had this situation where they've had noisy, amorous neighbours?
And you've had to confront it or deal with it. Just kind of, you could get a brush and just bang on the, like maybe if they did the business in a different room upstairs, they mightn't hear it.
But that's not your business.
Is that my business?
Is you're the one who moved in. Do you know what I mean? And so it's up to you. It's like if you can put up with the neighbours, like before you move somewhere, it's like you got to check out what the neighbours are like.
How are you supposed to check out what the neighbours are like before you move in?
Always check out them.
How do you do that?
Always.
But you spy on them.
You don't spy. You just go and you visit.
What? And say, hi, I'm potentially moving in next door to you.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh,
ask
what do
around,
you want?
Look at local kind of Facebook groups and see what the.
Look at local Facebook groups.
Yes, see how often the poo is not picked up off the grass and stuff. You want to check these things out, don't you?
Oh, man.
And how often those two upstairs are having fun.
But there's no way you're going to find out how often the two were having fun upstairs.
They might leave the light on, the windows open. Do you know what I mean? Okay, 087-1102-107. Listen, I'm with the couple who are.
With the couple upstairs. I'm sorry, Sean and Vicky, but maybe there is a way that they could ask them to like move, to do the business in a different room that mightn't have the same effect.
You're such a prude. What is happening? This message that came in, somebody's looking to get something off the chest. They just moved into a new place.
Yeah.
Delighted for them. It's hard to get a new place, and moving in with somebody is a difficult enough task it as is. And then you've got to deal with what's going on.
Well, Sean and Vicky just moved in together and they're absolutely buzzing about that. They moved into an apartment, but there is a couple that live in the apartment upstairs, and at the same time, every evening, they have some fun and they make some mega loud, you know, noises.
Mega loud fun noises.
Fun noises. And the guys are a bit like creeped out and embarrassed and like annoyed by it, but they've just moved in and they don't want to be seen as fuddy duddies. And do you know what I mean? It's a difficult enough subject to tackle. Do you know what I mean?
I think everybody just needs to grow up and just address the situation. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Knocking the door, saying, "Hey guys."
My idea was to fight fire with fire, but actually, no. I'm with the couple upstairs because they're a happy, healthy couple, and you know, Sean and Vicky. Yeah, don't be killjoys.
Well, actually, when you say fight fire with fire, sometimes if you match noises, they can cancel each other out. So then it's just silence.
That's not going to happen.
It's inverting the noise.
No, and then you could have a competition to see who could go...
who can finish first.
No.
Healthy.
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 Yeah.
They're marathon on Olympic level healthy. 2 hours. 2 hours.
2 hours, Robbie. Come on, man.
Like, even if the mind is willing, I'm sorry, but unless you have hydration packs, you know... But 2 hours is a very, very long time. Are they sure they're not actually exercising, lifting weights or something?
There you go. Maybe they are.
Maybe they're wrong, Robbie. That's a good idea. And the couple upstairs are just lifting weights together.
And you could have it like a camel pack, you know, it's like a backpack which is full of water. You know, you see joggers use them and you have a straw. So that could be, so you don't need to stop and take a drink. You can just have a straw.
Wow.
And we talk about hydration. Or just those hydration gel packs that runners have as well.
Or maybe they just have water and take intermittent sips.
It doesn't sound like they have time. We got an interesting message in, which we've had a very funny reaction to. Somebody's having an issue with a new apartment that they moved into, didn't they, Una?
Sean and Vicky have moved into a new apartment. They're delighted to be able to live together, obviously to find a place, afford a place. But there is a couple upstairs. And at the same time, every evening, the couple upstairs get amorous. And I suppose they're a little bit, how would you say, they're a little bit noisy.
Yeah.
And it's annoying, Sean and Vicky, and they don't know how to go about it.
Get over yourselves, Sean and Vicky. So we're going to keep this caller anonymous because their foot has been on the other shoe.
Their shoe has been on the other foot.
Mickey, good morning. How are you?
Mickey, if that is your real name.
It's definitely not.
It's definitely not. Well, okay, Mickey, tell us.
What happened?
Well, lads, so basically I used to work late nights in a club. Me and my girlfriend used to come home and couldn't get to sleep, you know yourself, past the time one way or the other.
Yeah.
And eventually we got this big long message on Facebook, I think it was the time, or Instagram, saying they can't sleep at night. All the girls are very stressed. They don't know what to do. And I didn't know how to reply. So I just kind of let it go. I was like, oh, jeez, I'm trying to keep it down to small. But then every time I seen them out in the street, I used to get the evil eye and... Oh, Jesus. They used to bang up all right, but sure, we used to bang back down.
Oh, my God. You've sent us the message. Can I read it out?
I know. Yeah, read it out. Maybe just leave the names out if you don't mind.
I won't say the names.
So is this from your neighbours?
This is from the main neighbour downstairs, the kind of head woman.
Right.
Matron.
Who's giving you the evil eye? She said, hey, this is so awkward even having to say this, but it has to be done. But can you please try to do something with your bed? It has me and one of the other girls awake basically every night. Every night, Mickey, fair play to you. At all hours, no issues with what you do with your spare time. But we have to be up really early most mornings and the bed banging and the springs in the mattress is literally
springs in the mattress.
All we can hear at all hours in the morning. Like, I don't know what you can do to stop the noise of it, but we're cracking up slightly. You should have said, listen, pay for a new mattress and like all will be well.
Well, to be fair to him though, the mattress was feckin' obviously useless altogether. You couldn't breathe on it now, it would be squeaking.
Oh, right, oh, okay.
You want to get one of those memory foam ones.
Yeah. Are they soundproof, Cooper, are they?
Yeah, they are.
So how did this, did you ever resolve the issue or did you just kind of like carry on?
Kind of kept going. I suppose they'd be happy. I eventually broke up with that girl and the next one wasn't as physical.
I'm so sorry
to
hear that.
It's more of an emotional relationship, I suppose.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
I wonder, did the crew downstairs set you up with her?
Oh, I'd say they threw a party the day they'd seen her leaving.
Oh,
well, Mickey, thank you so much for coming on and having that fun with us. And should keep at it.
Listen, plow on, Mickey.
Oh, getting too old for now, lad. Getting too old for now.
Not at all.
We'll see you later.
Okay. Thank you so much. Keep your messages coming up. With a message in from somebody getting it off the chest this morning because their new neighbours, they moved into it, were getting it off in another way.
What?
And this person wants to get it off the chest because their neighbours upstairs are getting it off, basically. Well, that's what we suspect because of the noise that they were making.
Yeah, so Sean and Vicky have moved into a new apartment and their neighbours upstairs to get amorous at the same time every evening and it lasts for over 2 hours and Sean and Vicky are like, we've had enough but we don't want to make enemies. What do we do? And it's a tricky one to navigate, this one, isn't it?
It really is.
Craig from Offaly.
All right, Craig, what are you saying?
Maybe they got the volume up because they want to make a frapple.
Oh, okay. So they're looking for people to join in.
But it wouldn't be a thruple, it would be a quadruple. Quadruple.
Is that more fun?
I don't know. More the merrier, Sean and Vicky. I don't know.
We'll keep it in.
Hi, Radio. Mike from Galway here.
Harry, Mike.
Una, I know you're saying fight fire with fire.
Oh, you're saying go at it at the same time, yeah.
Yeah.
But what happens if that man has gone after 3 or 4 minutes and he can't keep in with the man that's going 2 hours? He sat there listening for the other hour and 57 minutes. Enjoy.
And that's fine.
That'd be fine.
Fine.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
It's Vicky I feel sorry for.
Oh. My God.
Joking.
By the way, if you've had any problems with this, go and talk to your pharmacist or doctor, okay?
Not sure I am with the couple upstairs, but kind of wishing I was them.
Oh!
Though it does sound somewhat bloody exhausting. Clearly no membership or gym membership needed in that house. From Caroline.
Yeah, wow. Lots of stamina. 2 hours every night.
Intermittently.
Surely not.
Maybe you should interrupt at like 5 to 8 by introducing themselves. That might stop it. Just be careful they don't try and include you in their activities.
Yeah.
All right. Loads of really good messages coming in on 0871 102 107. I suppose maybe just do not go on the door.
Can't beat them, join them.
No better time to ask for a bowl of sugar, huh? Meet the new neighbours.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
That's Breakfast Rolled. I hope you had fun. Una, got to sing once again on the radio.
I know. And it's going to continue, hopefully. Sing every day.
Very best of luck. You can do it, the Republic of Ireland tonight. We are absolutely rooting for you. And we hope then on tomorrow's show, we're celebrating going through to the next stage of the World Cup.
P-A-R-R-O-T-T. Let's do it for the boys in green.
Well, I'm going to sing it there.
He's
now,
the
what
greatest
we're going to do is let
all.
You know that you can actually subscribe to this podcast
ball.
And like, share and follow. And it's free because we wouldn't charge you for this. That's for sure. Not right, isn't it?
Yeah. You did. People didn't get to hear my songs yet because you were talking over me.
They heard. All right. Yeah. Okay, say goodbye.
P-A-R-R-O-T-T. Let's do it for the boys in green. Troy to the world.
All right.
Okay, I'm giddy now. I have to go to bed.
All right, bye.
Bye.